New polling by Marist found that 94% of Americans agree, and it makes sense that healthcare systems should be required by law to disclose every price that they are charging us in an easy and accessible way to understand it. Joining us this morning to tell us more about it is Chris Faddis. He is the CEO and co-founder of Solidarity HealthShare. Good morning, Chris. Thanks again for joining us on the Morning Blend this month.
Good morning, Brenda. Great to talk to you and always love talking about these issues with you.
Chris, at the very basic level, in my own home, I want to know how much things are going to cost. And in fact, we just went through this with just a simple appliance service provider. They were going to charge us a flat fee to fix a broken appliance, but they wouldn't break down how much the part cost versus how much they were going to charge me to come into my home and fix it. And healthcare, well, we should require the same thing from them. Why don't they want to break down all of the prices that we're spending on their services?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is part of the issue, Brenda. This is a massive issue. And what's interesting really quickly, I just have to say about this polling is that it didn't matter, you know, in this poll, it didn't matter what religion, what age, what Democratic Party, Republican Party, what, you know, ideological leaning, any of that. Americans unanimously agree they want to understand the pricing and they want to be able to see the pricing. So, you know, we're not alone in that desire. I mean, this is natural for us to want. And what's interesting is that, you know, what it seems is that by not clearly displaying prices, hospitals and health companies are able to charge whatever they want, right? And they're able to do so because you have nothing to compare it against, because they know that the guy next door is also not displaying his pricing, right? And it really has amounted to a price fixing game where, you know, you could pay, $70,000 for a service where somewhere else might in the same area might charge $30,000 for it or even less, maybe $7,000, right? And it is just all over the board, and we have no real benchmarks and legitimate ways to know what those things should cost. And that's a real problem, just like it would be a problem for you with your appliance repair. The difference is for you is you can go to another appliance repair guy, and he'll probably gladly tell you what the labor cost and the parts cost is for that service, right? And then you can compare and decide if it's reasonable or not. In healthcare, we don't have that benefit.
Chris, is there anything that we can do, and is Solidarity working with your clients to ensure that they know exactly what they are being charged and what they are paying for?
Yeah, I mean, for one, you should ask for it. You should definitely demand that you get that information. They passed about 4 years ago, the No Surprises Act, which does require that providers give good faith estimates and that they publish some of their pricing. And we need to hold them to that. We need to request that information. There's certain rules and requirements on how they do that. And so I encourage consumers to ask those questions. What is this going to cost? You know, and they should also know if they have insurance, what it's going to cost out of pocket for them versus what the insurance is going to pay and all of that information. Now, many physicians, providers, and hospitals have been difficult to deal with on that. But you just need to demand it and request it. You know, for us at Solidarity, we do this as a regular part of our work for our members. I mean, we have, luckily, mm-hmm. we have the benefit of large batches of data that help us understand what the prices should be. And we have to hold the providers accountable all the time. And we do that service for our members. And that's an important thing. I mean, you'll see, Brenda, times where we have, you know, a surgery for maybe a 3 or 4 hour surgery for facial reconstruction. We had this recently. This member had a medically necessary reconstruction. The doctor's, you know, cost was somewhere around $3,000 or $4,000. It was very reasonable for what he was doing. And the hospital wanted $93,000 for the OR.
Wow.
For this 3 or 4 hour surgery. And the doctor actually worked with us, and he had another surgical center he could work out of. And we called that surgical center and they said, no, we'll charge $7,000. And that includes the anesthesiologist and the anesthesia. And that, I mean, talk about a difference, $93,000 down to $7,000. And plus you throw in the medication and the anesthesiologist. I mean, that's a massive savings. And there was no difference in care. The patient still worked with their doctor. They still got, you know, the same quality of OR that they would have gotten at the hospital. And they saved the money. So that's work we do all day, every day. And luckily for us, we have the tools to do that for our members. But for general consumers, I would say you have to demand the pricing. You have to ask for it, just like you would. I'm going to go to a nice steakhouse for my sister-in-law's birthday tomorrow. It's probably one of those places that doesn't publish their prices, right? And you know what? I will ask what the market price is for the ribeye before I order it, because that's what I will do. They're not going to say, we'll let you know in 2 weeks. They're going to tell me right then, right? I mean, we've got to do the same with our healthcare.
Chris, how can we, as we'll say patients, and we're not always sick, but there will come a time when we're going to need to see a physician. How do we go through this kind of screening to know whether or not our doctors are faithful to the moral teachings of the Catholic Church?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, you certainly can learn a lot from a website and what you see. And, you know, I think, you know, I've shared this with others before is, you know, oftentimes even a faith-based healthcare system, you can go to their website and see what they actually believe in. And a lot of times they're spouting the same things that a secular healthcare system would. So there's that, of course. Now, granted, there's certainly things where you may need to go to a hospital that does both, and, yeah, and you've got to deal with that. But looking for who the Catholic doctors are is not easy. But I think you can do it, you know, especially if you're involved in your parish. That's one way. You know, if you know a physician in your parish, you know a physician in your family, you can ask them, you know, I need a cardiologist who's Catholic. Who do you know? Right. And a lot of these doctors are connected well, but there isn't really a good list across the board. We certainly do some things for our members to help them find these doctors. But even we have hard times finding the doctors because so many of them are, you know, owned by healthcare systems now. So it's hard to find Dr. Smith because he's now Dr. Smith, who's at, you know, XYZ healthcare, and he's not as easy to find. So those are things to do. I definitely think you should have honest conversations with your doctors, especially if these moral issues could be implicated in your care. You know, things like if you're having a child, that you'd be very clear that, you know, you're not going, if something's wrong with your child, you're not going to abort them. And that you want to be sure the doctor is understanding of that and going to be respectful of that. You can say those things ahead of time. You don't have to wait until you're in that crisis. You can say it ahead of time. You know, when my first wife was going into hospice, I was very clear with the medical director of the hospice that we would not do anything to advance the end of her life, and that that I was aware of some of the things that were being done, and that we would not do that. And they agreed to not pressure me into that, and they honored that. So that's an important thing to do, is just have those conversations up front. And if they're not respectful of that, Brenda, move on. Find somebody else and take the time to find the right doctor.
Oh, I appreciate that. And we are fortunate here in the Portland area that Holy Family Catholic Clinic is a team of doctors that absolutely will always respect our Catholic faith and know that they are great partners with you there at Solidarity HealthShare. Chris, it's always a great morning when you and I get to connect and talk about these important issues. Remind our listeners one more time where they can go to get great information and help from your fantastic team.
Yeah, visit us at solidarityhealthshare.org, solidarityhealthshare.org, or call us at 844-313-4999.
Fantastic. Chris, again, thank you so much. You are a wealth of information, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brenda.